At a town hall meeting last month in St. Petersburg, Wells said although education is the county's top priority, it's only part of the focus. He said with a limited budget, combating systemic poverty will be the commission's main concern.
Five areas around the county, Tarpon Springs, the Greenwood area, Pinellas Park, Lelman, and basically the Midtown area, all the way over here to Childs Park. And when you look at the impact of poverty, whether it's graduation rates or juvenile delinquency or bad health outcomes, they're off the scale in those five areas. And so we can spend all the money that we want to and just throw it around the county. If we don't concentrate dollars on early childhood education, on healthy outcomes, we're not going to get where we need to be. So the county has decided that we're going to concentrate our efforts. We have smaller budgets now, so we're going to concentrate those dollars in those five Healthy Communities Initiative areas.
Both candidates were invited to participate in the town hall meeting. Buck Waltz didn't attend and was not available for an interview by deadline. Ken Wells said child homelessness is a problem with far-reaching effects. He said the commission will invest in battling homelessness.
We are the epicenter for homeless families and children. That is a wave that is right here, right now. There are more than 2,000 homeless kids in our school right now. Now, how do you expect a kid to achieve when they go to school and don't have a home to go to? And so those are the issues that we're trying to deal with from a countywide level in terms of homelessness, and it requires us to make those investments. There are folks that just want to cut, but we need to invest and give folks a way to get back on their feet.
Well said, the county is working with the federal government on programs to assist the homeless.
We just reviewed plans for a $5 million health campus that's going to provide health care for homeless families, which is the largest growing part of the homeless population right now. And that is all federal funding for that capital. So yeah, we're taking advantage of those federal funds as well to meet a real need in the community.
The commission has reappropriated $360,000 to social action funding. Social action funding supports programs like Meals on Wheels. Wells said he's pleased by the reversal. He said reinstating fluoridated water is essential to community health.
But we voted against science and against health. And now, you know, all those kids and families in North County and West County who can't afford to get fluoridation from their dentist, who don't have dental insurance, they're going to be affected. You're going to see impacts in terms of cavities, in terms of oral care, and that also is a gateway to your total health care. So that fluoride vote was a bad vote. We're the largest county in the Southeast that doesn't fluoridate its water, and that's, I think, one of the worst decisions this commission has made, and I'm going to vote to reverse that at the first opportunity.
At the end of the town hall meeting, Ken Wells said his engagement in the community is in stark contrast to Buck Waltz.
Quite frankly, he was recruited by the Tea Party because of my support for affordable housing. And these are all emails that are in the public record. I told you about that $15 million that we have slated for future years in our budget. When I fought to keep it there, the leader of the Pinellas Patriots and others sent me an email said, if you continue to fight for that, we're going to run somebody against you. And my words were, bring it on. Because I'm here to serve this county, and we need affordable housing to move forward.
Residents can still turn in absentee ballots at Supervisor of Election offices through tomorrow. Tomorrow, precincts open at 7 in the morning. For WMF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.